So today we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ. It couldn't be spelled out more clearly in today's gospel that what Jesus said, he really meant. Sadly, a lot of people, including some of our Catholic brethren, don't always fully understand what that means. They like to think of it sometimes as a symbol, or as a simple reenactment, or something a little less than it truly is, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, those folks that think perhaps it was a symbol, I would challenge them by saying, when Jesus told the lame man to rise and walk, what happened? He rose and walked. And when he told the young girl, arise, what happened? She rose. And when he told the leper, be healed and go show yourselves to the priests, what happened? He was healed. And so, when Jesus says so very clearly in the Eucharistic prayer, this is my body, what do you suppose that it is? His body. And when he says, this is my blood, what do you suppose it is? Amen to that. You see, that's the central part of our faith. That's what we call the foremost part of what we believe, the sharing in the body and blood of Christ. It's what unifies us, it's what brings us together. And when that is minimized, so too is our whole faith. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. It is the highest calling. It is the ultimate sign of unity for us as Catholics. And our mission is to take that body and blood and to let it transform us. I know a lot of us who were parents when we had our children would tell them, you are what you eat. And if that's the case today, then I assure you, what we eat from the table of the Lord makes us what we are, makes him more like him. Now that doesn't happen always in giant signs or symbols or things that you see in our lives, but rather it happens over time. Every time we receive the body and blood of Christ, we become a little bit more like him. We can become a little bit more open to what he calls us to do in our lives. And that can be a variety of things. But we're all called to do something, and we can all be strengthened by the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. It's what brings us together. It's what unites us. And to the extent that you're able to do so, when you have friends or acquaintances or maybe others in the community that question that, it's our job to remind them that it is not a symbol. It is not something that we just reenact. It is Calvary made present. And it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we know that? Because Jesus told us so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.